So we're here at Gibson for you, singer and guitar players. Is that kind of a cave of wonders?
It is. And it looks so awesome. Never been to this place before. And it's totally cozy at the very beginning, yeah.
So you can have some guitars to bring back with you. You some ideas.
Let's see what the Gibson guys thinks about that.
I won't promise anything. Okay, let's talk about the what's new for the band. So Micromania was released 2 years ago.
Yes.
Since that, what's new?
What new is, well, we had a lot of feeling about this kind of, you know, misuse of social media. And you know the case, going to a concert, you stand there and everyone, like five, six, seven guys in front of you holding their smartphones up in the air. There's something that unnerves you as an artist and maybe as a visitor as well. Like, if you just can't live the moment and you can be right in the magic of the moment. This was a very big topic for us that we've thought about and immediately started writing, actually, last year in the summer. And even though we didn't plan a concept album, we just had kind of a red line through all the songs, and logically then they got connected to each other. So it seems to be a concept album in the end, but it's not. And some personal things changed. Like, I moved to the very north of Germany, which had an influence on the music, because from a very stressful, busy surrounding big city to a smaller city at the sea makes you calm down a little, makes you think a lot. And that was really something Generation Goodbye would profit off, and also Andy's progress. So, and when it comes to the album, what's very new is that I produced it for the first time. We didn't book external producers because me as a guy has a profession as a songwriter and a producer as well, besides the band. So I thought, why shouldn't I produce Kissing Dynamite now? And what many people don't know is Megalomania was also pre-produced by myself. I didn't do it to the end.
So it was the first attempt to do it?
Yeah.
If you could make it.
Yeah, and maybe I could, but I just were kind of too, I had too much respect all back then, 2 years ago, to make it to an end, or production-wise. And since then I have experienced a lot in production skills and to produce other albums as well. And so it was a logical thing to do this for Kissing Dynamite as well. Because I think, if I'm talking about soccer, football, which is an actual thing right now, if you are like, don't play the ball directly to the goal, but through some corner or whatever, it loses its energy a little, at least a little. And I think if you directly pull it to the goal, it has another impact. And that's really cool about it. So to speak, in the metaphor, we could really 200% fulfill our vision of sound, of arrangement, songs as well.
Okay.
So that was good.
So it means you have like a home studio and you can to produce for the band and produce for others, or you have to go to professional studios to record everything?
I am in a professional studio.
Okay.
Because I'm working for a very successful production company in Flensburg, and they are called Elephant Music.